Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is the Runner's World Podcast.
Welcome to the Runner's World Podcast with me, Rick Pearson.
And me, Ben Hobson.
Today we're speaking with Jimmy Watkins about running and rock and roll.
Good stuff. Jimmy Watkins, rock and roll.
He's very rock and roll. I tell you, his running reviews, which we'll talk about later on, are just unbelievable amount of energy that he's producing while running. He's shouting incredible things about punk albums while sort of 6 minute miling. Not many people can do that.
It's a very niche reviewing system, though, isn't it?
Well, you say that, Ben, but it's caught on a bit. You know, like he was on Six Music, you know, talking about this. But I mean, yeah, you're right. It's not something that your common or garden DJ can do, I shouldn't think.
No, exactly. How have you been, mate? What's been going on?
Oh, actually, I had quite an interesting weekend. I went for, I'm going to say, 30 kilometres or 18.5 miles in old money run to Eltham Palace, which are one of the more, I'd say, underrated palaces of London. It's not kind of up there with Hampton Court, but it is a genuine palace.
Genuinely never heard of it.
Yeah.
No, genuinely, I've never heard of it.
Exactly, yes, in southeast London, and right. yeah, followed the Capital Ring, which is a sort of nice route, as we know, and then probably more interesting was I was running in a 100% cotton tie dye T-shirt, which was new to me, and
you bloody hippie.
Yeah, it was Jimmy Watkins, our guest week, is partly to blame because he was talking about the benefits of running in cotton because he said it's like. It kind of really illustrates your effort because you sweat more in cotton and it kind of becomes this sort of tapestry of your own effort. So I was running in a cotton t-shirt and it was hot. I'll be honest, it had some appeal. It had a kind of a kind of DIY reckless appeal to it. But yeah, I'm probably going to go back to the synthetic stuff, I think.
Well, a little story for you. Last time I ran in a cotton t-shirt. Was actually at a press event, and I was unprepared to do running, and then it was to demo some. It was actually for I think 4% when they'd just become a Flyknit version of the 4%. Anyway, we were in Berlin. Nike were taking us to Berlin. It was ahead of the European champs or world champs, can't remember. And anyway, we were in a warehouse in Berlin, suitable. It was hotter than the sun, and I was in a cotton t-shirt, and I was doing treadmill sprints in some 4% to try and emulate Kipchoge's speed. This is probably prior to breaking two. And it was one of the worst experiences of my life. Mainly because the t-shirt I was wearing was probably a day old and I stank. Absolutely, like there's a reason why sweat wicking stuff and like Polygiene and all those sorts of coatings really help because this t-shirt was offensive. And then I just happened to meet Paula Radcliffe. So that was good. So I met Paula Radcliffe while stinking. So there's a lesson for everyone who wants to go running in a cotton t-shirt. Make sure it's washed and don't meet legends.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah, I guess I was just running with my best mate who was also in a cotton t-shirt.
And it also smells.
And then we finished at Crystal Palace and we had an outdoor pint, which I think the outdoor element of that was key, actually.
Yeah, very key. That's very good. All right, good.
Some other good running to talk about, or in fact, much better running, because I guess the Diamond League was over the weekend on the BBC, on iPlayer, which is great to see. And yeah, some amazing performances. Yeah
it was really good. From a British perspective, which I suppose we should touch upon, you know, jingoism. Laura Muir Laura Muir broke the British record for 1,000 metres, and Jake Whiteman is now the second fastest Brit over 1,500 metres, behind only Sir Mo. So that's incredible. Even more thoroughly extraordinary, perhaps, is Joshua Cheptegei. His record-breaking performance over 5,000 metres.
Yeah.
Breaking Kenisa Bekele's long-standing record by 2 seconds. So just, you know, bringing it home in 12 minutes, 35 seconds, 0.36. So, you know, that's insane.
Yeah. I watched it, and it's like they were sort of breaking it down how quick it was. Because obviously, like, you hear like 12, it's obviously just sort of mind-blowingly quick. And they're like, he's basically running like really close to 4 minute miling like three times, and then a little bit of change. So it's like, you know, I guess, you know, 60 years ago, whatever, like the 4 minute mile was looked at as this impossible human achievement, and now it's you've almost got to run three of them to break this record. Amazing!
It's phenomenally quick, phenomenal. Like if you actually think about, it's amazing on the TV, especially like long shots and stuff where they, when you shoot across the track and you can kind of, you sort of, it gives you, it perhaps loses the sense of the speed at which people are doing that. But blimey, that is shifting. You really want to not try and keep up. If you were like amateurish, that's incredible.
Oh yeah. I mean, he was lapping like the Swiss bloke at the end. It was kind of clapping him on, and the Swiss guy looked like, comparatively, like he was jogging, but was undoubtedly going to finish in something like, you know, 13:20, some kind of ridiculously quick time. But yeah, it was amazing. And had that kind of Kipchoge esque kind of effortlessness about it, you know, just sort of smiling and very, very relaxed, and could seemingly go quicker, which is amazing because he's still young as well. And yeah, he's really, really exciting, I think. And maybe, you know, maybe in a few years' time, might step up to the marathon, like a lot of these East African runners do, you know, do great things over 5K and 10K, and then do the marathon. So yeah exciting.
And then that'll be good. News closer to home: ultra runner Dan Lawson ran from Land's End to John O'Groats in 9 days, 21 hours, and 14 minutes and 2 seconds.
Yeah, just amazing. And I guess a lot of people are sort of saying this is actually the fastest time, because officially, the Guinness World Record is held by Andy Rivett back in 2002, and it's a staggering 9 days, 2 hours. But there's lots of there's quite a lot of doubt around, particularly in the ultra running circles, that say there's a kind of lack of evidence for his run. It was obviously pre-Strava, so some of that is understandable, but also some people cite Rivett's sort of lack of world-class ultra running pedigree, whereas lots of people who hold the record before and after a world-class ultra runner. So I mean, look, it is officially a world record, but there's definitely a lot of people who are questioning it. But yeah, spectacular effort from Dan Lawson. He also is the guy who behind Rerun Clothing, so you know, that kind of where they kind of recycle old t-shirts to make a new one. So he does a lot of good stuff in running, so it's great to see him to do that. Yeah,
that's an incredible. That's he must have been doing what, like, God, 80 mile days or something?
Yeah, at least. I think it's more like 90 miles a day. Yeah.
God, that's incredible. Yeah.
That's amazing, isn't it? Like, one of those is good. And then it's like, wow, you've got to do like nine of those in a row.
Good Lord.
So, yeah, I caught up with Jimmy to talk about running and rock and roll, and also his running reviews. But I think I really need to play the listener a little sample of these running reviews just to bring them to life, so you can get a sense of the energy that Jimmy's bringing to this experience.
It's savage and sexy. This one's really melodic, now. It's really poppy. Oh, we are flying, honestly. This song must be what it's like to be the air trapped inside an Easter egg. It's like opening the cupboards in a caravan and all your cereal just falls out and you just get down and eat it off the floor.
So there you have it. Right, it's just time to welcome our guest of the week.
Guest of the week. Sometimes on the phone, could be an athlete, could be a physio, or a complete unknown.
Jimmy Watkins' CV includes running for Team GB, fronting the Vega Bodegas rock band, and now reviewing albums while running. His recent running reviews have caught the attention of Lauren Laverne and the BBC, and he's here to tell us more about running, rock and roll, and his new running club, Running Punk. So Jimmy, welcome back to the Runner's World podcast.
Yes, thank you for having me back. I'm extra excited to return.
That's great. Yeah, I think it was just over a year or around a year ago that we had you on the first time. You just kind of returned to running and done a sub 35 minute 10K. But can you give us a quick kind of recap on your journey back to running, I guess?
Yeah, so a quick recap would be that I let myself go for a good 10 years. as my hair fell out, my belly got bigger. And then my wife bought me a photograph of me on the start line from the World Championships in 2006. I saw it, felt a mixture of guilt and the need to get healthy again. And I started running on January the 1st, 2019. That's when I started running again. And I just took it slow and steady, consistent. And then I ran, 34 minute 10 kilometer, and there's been no turning back since.
And I guess one of the big things that's happened since then is these running reviews that I mentioned in the intro. Can you give us a quick overview of what they are and kind of the idea behind it?
Yeah, so part of the reason I started running was to clear some mental clutter. That's why I wanted to run. I wanted to feel good mentally. And when the lockdown started, it was kind of like I'd stepped into a mirror. I felt safe at home and comfortable at home, and when I was out running, that was when I was struggling. It was kind of gone the other way around, so I just needed a distraction. It was as simple as that. I needed a distraction, so I put a vote on Twitter asking someone to recommend an album I've never heard before, and I ran to it, and obviously the winner of the first ever vote was Spice Girls. So I announced that I was going to run to the Spice Girls, and just people said, you need to film it. You need to film your reaction to that. So that's what I did. I kind of edited the video thinking to myself, I can't put this online. This makes no sense at all. This is just a guy running around Llanelli in a floral Hawaiian shirt shouting at the Spice Girls. I put it online, and then it was just people asking, you need to do another one. And it's just, just gone from there, really.
Have you had any great musical discoveries through doing this? Do you feel like you've kind of broadened your musical horizons?
100%. I used to be, before lockdown, I would have said my least favourite genre ever is metal. And I kind of can't get enough of metal at the moment. I don't know. There's something, I think metal is one of those genres where it's like, without even listening to it, you think you know what it's all about. You think, I get metal, and it's not for me. It's not for me. I don't want to walk around in a black hoodie in the rain feeling sorry for myself. I'm not into extreme sports and throwing devil signs in my fingers. But you listen to it, and I listened to Metallica, and I was just thinking, these guys are surprisingly sensitive, and there's like a kind of, I don't know, like they just feel like teddy bears who need a hug, and that's why I like it.
So yeah, that's interesting, because I would have, yeah, my impression is of metal is that I went to one Slipknot gig and I was wearing black. I felt like I had to wear black, but I did feel very out of place. It was a bit like, wow, this is, but it's one of the more memorable gigs I've been to. I think there's that aspect, but I just, on record, I haven't ventured into the metal genre, but maybe I need to.
Yeah, kind of. I did a Slipknot review, and it's the only running review I've done where I had to stop the album. It wasn't for me. Slipknot wasn't for me at all. It was like, I described it as in your face nihilism. It was just, it was real tough going. But what I'm doing is, like, I run the stuff I've never heard. And I think if you're going to experience something for the first time while you're running, you can't really go wrong with metal. It's perfect. It just grabs your attention, and it's great for just diving into. And like, I just try and find something to love in it. And metal just, I don't know, it seems to offer a lot that I can just talk about, and it helps you run fast.
Have you had any reaction from the bands? Did any of them know that you're doing this?
Yeah, it's that kind of is where this thing has grown. I did a running review of a hip-hop band called Run the Jewels, who released like the new album Run the Jewels 4, and it was kind of when America was in turmoil, when you had the riots and the Black Lives Matter movement was going on. And I reviewed their album, which was almost as if they'd gone forward in time and written it to be really like important for now. So I ran to it, reviewed it, put it online, and then I went for a walk. I put my phone down, I left my phone at home, I went for a walk around the reservoir with my wife and son. I came back and I had about like over 100 notifications on my phone. I was thinking, what parking ticket haven't I paid now? And I looked in, it was Run the Jewels. They'd retweeted it, and it just, they were kind of the first band to share one of the reviews I'd done of them. And since then, it's kind of a lot of bands, like one of my favorite bands, Idols, have been sharing. I've been doing like a single review for each single they've released. They've been sharing it. And it's just, I think if you're in a band and you see it, you just think, I've never seen anything like this. What is going on here? There's a guy, he's talking in a language. He's got an accent, which is a bit like Lord of the Rings. What is he? Is he a half man, half hobbit? And he's running around the woods, shouting about hip hop. So, yeah.
Tell me about Lauren Laverne picking this up as well, right? Because you were on the radio talking about this stuff.
Yeah, Lauren Laverne put a picture on Twitter of Joe Strummer running the London Marathon, and it was a colour version of basically a black and white photo that me and my friend Rodri had seen when we started Running Punks. So I went on the Running Punks Instagram and I said, now's a chance. You all need to tag Lauren Laverne and tell her about Running Punks, because if she's in, I know she's into running and she's obviously into music. So a couple of people just tagged her in there, and then, you know, she just picked it up and said she loved this. She talked about it on the radio the next day. And then I had a message off her and she just said, can you record a 2-minute segment to go on the radio? And yeah, it's just amazing.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about Running Punks, Jimmy, because I know that's a kind of club or community that you started, what, about just over a year ago? Is that fair?
In November. I think it was November last year.
And what's the sort of philosophy behind, how did you become a running punk?
Everybody's a running punk. You're born a running punk and you just forget how to be a running punk, I think. It's about, me and my friend Rodri started it from the point of view that we both used to be in bands. Well, we both still are in bands, I'm afraid. Sorry. But we both love to run. And it's just kind of, I noticed it particular, like when I was going on tour a lot, it would be really hard to exercise while you're on tour, or you felt that you would enter this world now by being in a band where it was no longer compatible with exercise. And we just wanted people to think, like, no matter what you do in life, no matter what your job is, or, you know, what your interests are, you can still run. Running will fit with anything. And that's how it started, really. It's just, I don't know, we're just trying to encourage anybody and everybody to run and just kind of have a good time when they're doing it and not overthink it. It's not about running personal best. It's just about improving yourself, really.
And how's it worked? Do you guys meet up like on a weekly basis, or is it like a lot, like just an online thing?
Yeah, it started as an online community. So we went down the usual channels, Twitter, Instagram, things like that. And then we were just posting videos, just trying to be cool and just trying to present running in a different way. And kind of during the lockdown, it's grown because obviously more and more people are into running. So we started a running club in Cardiff now, which goes every Sunday in Cardiff. But we've got running punks all over the world. There's a few in Melbourne. There's a couple in America now. I know there's like three people in Florida who have signed up to running punks, like, you know, like buying a kit and just kind of letting us know what they run into, what music they're listening to. So we're looking at kind of getting running punks, run clubs all around the world.
That's great. That's great. You mentioned that one of the reasons that you got back into running was that you wanted to, well, I guess in some way, like improve your mental health. Is that a kind of dimension of running punks as well? Have you found that a lot of people are coming to the club for that reason as well as just to get fit?
Yeah. I'd say it's kind of, when people say they want to get fit, I automatically see it from the point of view that they want to improve their well-being. It's not like they want to get fit, is it, so they can run a sub-3-hour marathon. It's like, for me, when people say they want to get fit, it just means they want to feel better in themselves. And I think, like, the link between your body and your mind is just, you know, it's one, isn't it? It's the same thing. So, but you get people saying, there's a girl I did a plan for, and she said, I did it like a 6-week training plan. And at the end, she said, it's the first time she's come off antidepressants for a couple of years. And it's just making people feel better.
That's great, Jimmy. It's interesting you say there about communicating about running in a different way, because I think probably traditionally the idea of running has been that it's quite a sort of straight-laced activity, and maybe some of the media around that has reflected that. But do you think actually that running is kind of rock and roll in its own way?
I have this, it's like a joke I tell, not a joke, but it's something I wind up my friends with, and I keep saying that running is in danger of becoming the new golf. It's kind of like, and I feel like things like Strava are turning the whole world into golf courses. You get people who they go out and do the same loop every time, and they mark it down like a golf scorecard. And then when someone beats a Strava segment and they run, it's like someone's gone, you know, below par more than they have on a certain hole. So they go out and try and reclaim that hole, and it's just like, I don't know. It's and like golf is, it's kind of almost more about the equipment you're using than like how you feel when you're doing it. And I've always just thought like running is, I've never been interested in really what I'm wearing or my diet. I'm drawn to running because of how it makes me feel and kind of what it makes me think and how it motivates me in a creative way as well.
Yeah, on that front, do you find that, I mean, as well as like reviewing music, you are in a band as well. Do you have like creative ideas while you're out on the run?
Oh, pretty much all of them. All of them. Like the only time I really run to music is when I'm doing the running reviews. Most of the time it's just no headphones on, and I just go and I just run around and I just think, and I come back with all these ideas I just write down straight away. It's kind of, I don't understand where ideas came from before I started running again. It's bizarre.
This is the Runner's World podcast.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at UH1.com.
Yeah, that's great. That I was wondering. I mean, the running reviews I've heard you do, they're pretty positive, Jimmy. You know, you're there's lots of energy, and you're saying really nice things about music. Have you done any negative ones, or have you ever anyone come back at you and say, "Oh, I can't believe you just didn't get our album. You didn't understand it."
I've done a few negative ones, and I felt bad about doing it. I got this thing, and it's something I mentioned on when I was on the Lauren Laverne show, was that I know it sounds crazy, but it's like music knows when you're making an effort. And part of the reason I think you love music so much when you're younger is because you had to work to buy the records, buy the CDs. Like, I used to cut all the grass in my street. I used to wash people's cars so I could go to Woolworths or wherever and buy a CD. So I put like an effort in, and I felt like I liked everything at the time, then everything I bought, I liked because I'd worked hard for it. And I think running to music is like that now. It's like I put the effort in, like I'm puffing my cheeks, I'm sweating, and it's almost as if what's on the headphones like knows you're working hard for this, you're going to enjoy it, I'm going to reward you.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm definitely liking stuff that I wouldn't usually like if I was just sat at home, one eye on the telly, one like just like not really concentrating on the music. So that's why I get really disappointed when I'm running, I'm really focused on it, and then I don't like it. So there's been a few, like Slipknot, I couldn't run to a full Slipknot album. It was tough going. Marilyn Manson, I finished his album, but I did 18 kilometers running to an album. That's ridiculous. No one should write an album that's 18 kilometers long. It's ridiculous. And then there's a band called Glassjaw who I didn't like. And I got a lot of stick for not liking those. And I still feel bad about it. And that was a weird one because I ran really well, but I just really didn't enjoy the music. I think I ran to get away from my own head.
I like the idea of an album being being measured on by kilometers, like not how many tracks is it, you know? Yeah, it's roughly about sort of 12 kilometers.
Yes, I think record labels should sign bands based on the distance of their music. So it'd be like, oh, this is our 10 kilometer band, this is our 5k band, and that's how it should work. Definitely.
I always thought if you had a running band, a good name would be the iliotibial band. I thought that's a nice in joke.
Yes, the injury that everybody has.
Yeah, I think a joke only understood by runners, I think. But, you know, that doesn't matter. That's all right, isn't it? So what's next on the running front? I mean, it's hard, isn't it, at the minute, like with races being cancelled and the rest of it. Have you got, in an ideal world, like a race you want to do or a challenge you're trying to complete?
There's a trail that kind of goes from my house to the middle of Wales, and I think it's about 50 miles.
Nice.
I'm running that. I don't know why. I'm mostly inspired by people like Damien Hall and my good friend Harry Jones. I'm kind of drawn to the ultra world, even though I've never really run a marathon. So, but races is strange. It's kind of, I know I'm running well at the moment. And I think part of that is due to the fact that I'm really enjoying my running because I'm just having a good time doing it. And it's kind of, I'm happy with that, and I don't feel a need to race at the moment. So I think I'm just looking for, kind of strange challenges, maybe to set myself, or when ultras are back up and running, I won't mind giving one of those a go, I think.
I think that's one of the reasons people are drawn to you, Jim, is that you do sort of have this sense of joy when you run. If anyone was like, felt like they'd hit a bit of a funk and they weren't enjoying the running, have you learned anything from your own experience about how you can kind of reinvigorate what you're doing?
I would say when I get tired, I don't stop running. I just run less.
Okay.
And slower. And I don't think like stopping altogether is the answer. I think because you can feel a bit rubbish then because you haven't run. So at the moment, I had like a week where I ran to the same hardcore metal band for a week. Right? I did four of their albums and I finished it and my legs were cooked. So I've just been doing 20 minute runs. So one thing I do a lot is I run to time instead of distance. I never really worry about the distance when I leave the house, because I just think part of the reason people can feel down and a bit sluggish is that without being aware of it, they're always setting themselves a goal. So if they think, I need to go out and run 8 kilometres, you will run that 8 kilometres like you're emptying the dishwasher.
Yeah.
You will try and get it done as soon as possible without being aware of it.
Yeah.
And the people I do plans for now, I send them their plans and the first thing I would say is, you haven't put the distance for my runs. And it's like, just don't worry about it. Just do an hour run. You can't speed up an hour. An hour will pass no matter what. And I think that's how I look at running. I always think that it sounds crazy, but I think so many people go out chasing running, chasing results, chasing their fitness. But if you run in terms of time, like running will come towards you in a weird way. I don't know.
No, I like that. That makes sense.
So I just let running come to me. And then when I feel good again, that's when I feel good. I just let it happen.
I mean, that's great, Jimmy. You've experienced like the complete other end of that, right? You know, like through international standard training, which must have been super intense and very like, you must have followed like a training schedule religiously and all the rest of it, I would think, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I think that's cool when you're a youngster, like, you know what I mean? And you know, at the time you're growing up and you've got friends the same age as you who are playing football and rugby, and all the sport that people around you are doing is really goal orientated. And I think if you were suddenly doing something which wasn't like that, you'd feel a bit left out, a bit lonely. But certainly now, like I'm 37, I'm nearly 38. Everyone's got better stuff to do with their lives. So just ditch the goals and just run for fun.
I like that. I think that's good. And I think, like you say, running for fun doesn't necessarily equate running slowly or not hitting a certain time for running. I think quite often your best running can happen when you're in a good mood and you're enjoying it, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And part of the reason I think people are connecting to the running reviews, and definitely the reason I'm enjoying doing it, is because I've only become aware of it afterwards, but I've realised that so much talk is about like the kit you're wearing, trainers you're wearing, but no one really talks about like how they're feeling when they run in. Do you know what I mean? And in a way, that's where the running reviews are. It's just I'm having feelings and memories and the music is triggering them. I got a camera stuck in my face and I'm just shouting about how I'm feeling at that particular time when I'm running. And I find like I'm running faster. I'll be running and I'll be talking out loud and I'm realizing, do you know what? I feel really good. And this song is reminding me of being 18 years old, going on a date, or,
yeah,
you know, putting wet look gel in my hair. And I just notice the pace picks up without even thinking about it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, you don't have to take yourself seriously to run fast. You just have to, I think you just have to respect or appreciate what's going through your mind while you're exercising. And if you're feeling good, you'll kind of run good.
Yeah, I think that's great. If people want to find out more about Running Punks or the Running Reviews, where do they go?
My Twitter is Biggie Timkins. You can find, I post everything on there, or Running Punks is at Running Punks. We've got a website, runningpunks.com. We're on Instagram, Facebook. Yeah, just find us, just Google Running Punks and you'll find a bunch of people running like they're in a mosh pit.
Jimmy, thanks so much for your time and coming back on the Run As Well podcast. It's always brilliant to chat with you, and hopefully we can speak again once well, you'll probably be a kind of a music reviewer to the stars by that point, I should think.
there's talk of running during gigs on a treadmill on stage. I'm well. I could be like a hype man, but on a treadmill instead.
I think that sounds good. Or we could form the Iliotibial band as well, of course.
I think we should definitely do that. And our first album can be called Foam Roller Under the Stairs.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.